Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. All right, welcome back everyone. I'm super excited to be here today as always and talk to all of you. I wanted to just thank everybody who supported the launch of thepeptique.com. Last week, we had a great week, and I intentionally launched it on the week of my 50th birthday, which I turned 50 on Saturday. And it's weird, I'm not going to lie. Not weird in a bad way, right? It's always better than the alternative. But so turning 40 felt empowering to me, and 50 does too, in a lot of ways, in a lot of fantastic ways. But it also has this weird underlying component of I'm halfway to 100, which is just bizarre, but wouldn't you all agree that 50 just looks like so different than it did for our parents' generation and even our grandparents' generation? And that's why I love this space. This is why I do what I do. It's not about looking like I'm 20, okay? There's always a vanity component into all of this, but I want to feel as good and as young as I possibly can from the inside out. So if I'm doing all the right things to fix the inside, that's going to naturally reflect on the outside. And I will say through my personal journey with all of this, that has just been the case. I feel like all of this slows down the aging as far as how I feel, which then in turn translates into how I look. And it's not going to reverse the clock again to like when you were 20 or even 30. But you're certainly going to feel like that, and you're certainly going to look really good for your age. And at the end of the day, that's really all you can ask for, right? On that note, I want to just dive into today's topic because I've been getting so many questions about retatrutide. Retatrutide is the next gen fat loss peptide that is going to be competing against the semaglutides and tirzepatides. It's currently in phase 3 clinical trials, which we'll talk about in a minute. But it's making headlines because the research is showing that it's outperforming both semaglutide and tirzepatide in these clinical trials. And we're going to discuss today what makes it different, why it may work better for some people, how to switch over from other GLP-1s, and what the real side effects are. So keep listening because we're going to go into all of that. If you've listened to me for any length of time, I did an episode on retatrutide a while back, and this is a follow-up to that episode based on a lot of the questions that I've been getting a ton of lately, okay? Let's talk about what retatrutide is and how it works. So retatrutide is a triple agonist peptide, meaning that it hits three key receptors involved in metabolic regulation. It hits the GLP-1 like Ozempic and Wegovy, semaglutide and tirzepatide. Actually, Ozempic and Wegovy are the same thing, but you get the point. GIP like tirzepatide and Mounjaro, and glucagon receptor. And this glucagon receptor is what makes it the game changer. So let's talk about this glucagon receptor, all right? So think of the glucagon receptor like a little switch on your liver that tells your body, hey, we need more energy. And when it's flipped on, it helps release stored sugar from the liver, burn fat for fuel, and keep your energy up when you're not eating. So this is super helpful when you're trying to lose weight or improve your metabolism. So these other ones that have been super popular, like the semaglutide and tirzepatide, they work by mimicking gut hormones that help with reducing appetite, improving insulin sensitivity, slowing down how fast your stomach empties, but retatrutide takes it a step further. It adds in this glucagon receptor activation, which does two big things: turns up fat burning, boosts energy use, especially when you're fasting or cutting calories. So while semaglutide and tirzepatide help you eat less, retatrutide helps you burn more. It's like putting your metabolism into high gear, and it's what makes it very unique compared to the other two. So this triple action leads to increased insulin sensitivity, reduced appetite, higher energy expenditure, improved fat oxidation, and potential lean mass preservation, which is super important when you're on these. So think of it like this. Semaglutide hits one receptor, tirzepatide hits two, retatrutide hits all three, creating a broader and more aggressive metabolic shift. And let's go into the science behind it, because I don't like to talk about these things, but I always like to back things with science. Currently, it's in phase two FDA clinical trials, and published in the New England Journal of Medicine, participants using high-dose retatrutide lost up to 24% of their total body weight. That's a ton. Over 48 weeks. That's more than tirzepatide's 22.5% and semaglutide's 15% at max doses. But this is the key. The weight loss was still ongoing at the end of this study, meaning it hadn't plateaued yet. And where semaglutide and tirzepatide, and I see this all the time when I'm working with people, you really do hit these plateaus and it's really hard to get past them. And you don't want to go down the road of just increasing the dose. So the beautiful thing that seems to be shown in these clinical trials is that this retatrutide doesn't actually plateau as quickly. And you had all the same positive effects. You had A1C levels decrease. You had insulin sensitivity increase. You had inflammation markers decrease. Liver fat content got better. Blood pressure and lipid panels across the board looked better. So it's not just about weight. It's about improving the entire metabolic picture. And that's one of the things that comes up a lot when I'm working with people. I was just talking to someone the other day who started retatrutide and lost a couple of pounds. But more than anything, he just said he felt like he wasn't bloated anymore. Like he just felt like water weight had come off. And that could be the case, but I told him that was more than likely some systemic inflammation that was just starting to be alleviated through the retatrutide use. All right. So let's talk about side effects, because a lot of peptides, I would say most of them, have really low side effect profiles. These GLPs have some of the bigger side effects that I see. And so there are ways to limit that, and we're going to dive into that. But all of these GLPs do come with potential side effects, usually in the form of GI symptoms. So the nausea, the vomiting, the constipation, the diarrhea, that's what I hear the most. With retatrutide, nausea is still the most common, but interestingly, the triple agonist profile may allow for lower GLP-1 activation, which might mean less nausea than semaglutide at equivalent fat loss doses, all right? And I will tell you that I have seen that with people, that they were on tirzepatide or semaglutide and retatrutide, they did not have the bad side effects as far as nausea is concerned. That said, this glucagon activation can increase heart rate slightly and may cause brief feeling of jitteriness in some. I haven't seen this quite a bit, but this was reported in the clinical trials, but this usually does stabilize after a few doses. Some users also reported increased hunger, which I will explain in just a minute. We'll hit that in a minute. But for now, let's talk about how to switch from semaglutide or... Hey guys, I'm jumping in real quick to remind you about something super exciting. The Peptique is about to launch, and I'm giving my listeners exclusive early access. You'll get all the VIP treatment. You'll get 10% off your first order and the chance to shop before we go live to the public. These are the highest purity research peptides on the market, third-party tested with full transparency, so you know exactly what you're getting. All you have to do is email me at tarawest@thepeptique.com with "add me" in the subject line. That's it. The email is also in the show notes, so don't miss your chance to be part of something next level. Zepatide to retatrutide. Okay. Know that you need to figure this out on your own. This is just based on protocols that I've either researched or used myself. So this is not meant for you to go out and copy this. This is meant to give you a general idea of personal experience, but it is up to you to go out and figure this out for yourself. I typically would say that you wait a week. If you've already taken one injection, wait the full week. You could even wait longer than that if you wanted to, wait 2 weeks, but at least wait a week. And so you're not overlapping the two, and start low on this and see how you do. Most starting doses are between 0.5 and 1 milligram. I have not encountered anyone that had any benefit from a 0.5. I typically say to start between 1 to 2 milligrams. Most people do pretty well on that with any serious side effects. And then you can titrate up slowly every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on your tolerance level. Do expect a short amount of adjustment period, okay? You're going to feel differently on this one. Your body's used to a dual or a single agonist, and this triple agonist can feel different. You may not get the exact same feeling, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, that you do from, say, tirzepatide. It may feel a little different, but you need to learn to recognize that so you understand why. Watch your hydration electrolytes, especially in the first 2 weeks. This is the big one. You want to make sure you're staying hydrated, especially because you're slowing that gastric emptying and you don't want to slow your bowels down anymore. So you want to just keep hydrated so things are running through your system. And so this low dose, this 1 milligram, is just a test dose to see how you do and make sure before you titrate up, and you're going to titrate up slowly, that you're minimizing the risk for any of these side effects. At the end of the day, I have found that most people on retatrutide settle on usually around a 4 to 6 milligram a week dose. You can go higher than that. I definitely know people that have gone higher than that. But if you're someone that is not obese, that has general decent metabolic health, you don't even have to have perfect metabolic health, but you're trying to eat right, you're working out, you're doing all the things, usually that dose seems to work really well with people. That's just based on my experience. Again, you wouldn't want to start there, and you need to do your own due diligence and see how your individual biochemistry is going to work with these things. But retatrutide has a very long half-life of 5 to 7 days. So it's very similar to semaglutide and tirzepatide. And this means it remains in your system for well over a week. And it continues to signal your metabolic pathways even after the initial dose wears off. So this is a beautiful thing if you wanted to really do a reset, because the half-life is so long. And there is some evidence that I've read that even you get the benefits of this months after, if you used it for a while and it's built up, that you could actually have benefits of it for 3 to 4 months afterwards. Usually around the 3 month mark is when people report getting all of their hunger pains back and that rebound weight starts kicking in. But if you wanted to do a complete reset, you could get off the tirzepatide or semaglutide for several weeks and really not be impacted by it from a weight gain standpoint, and then start the retatrutide. So because it has this super long half-life, also what I tell people is if you're doing really well on it, you don't necessarily have to do it every 7 days. From an adherence standpoint, 7 days is easy to remember. I do it every Saturday, or I do it every Monday, or whatever it is your schedule. So that's easy to remember. But I know lots of people, and I know myself, when I cycle this stuff in from time to time, I usually go 10 to 14 days. Not always. It depends on what my goal is. And that doesn't work for a lot of my clients either. So let me be clear. I've had a lot of clients that have gotten on it, and they need to do it every 7 days to get the benefit. But if you're somewhat metabolically healthy, if you're at your ideal weight and you're really wanting to just maintain, doing this every 10 days might really work well for you. Again, something you would need to try and figure out on your own. It will also help minimize side effects. And the other thing that has really helped with side effects on this that I've had people do is breaking the dose up. So let's say you're on 4 milligrams. You would take 2 milligrams on Monday and 2 milligrams on Thursday and break that dose up to help alleviate some of the side effects, because the GI ones, again, are the most common. They do go away as you continue to take it, but those are the most common. And there's a lot of buzz going around these days about microdosing these GLPs. And I'm not opposed to that. That's 5 days on, 2 days off, very teeny tiny doses. It's going to pulse more like our natural bodies do. I find that's harder for people to adhere to. So it's not that I'm not a fan of that. Maybe you would do 0.25 milligrams or 250 mcgs every day for 5 days, so Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday off. I've heard of that protocol. I have not done that myself. I'm always stacking different peptides. And so the times that I've included this as part of my stack, I don't want to add one additional injection. So I usually just stick with the once weekly, but there is a lot of anecdotal information out there that suggests that is the best way to do it. Again, I'm giving you information. You can go out there and decide what would work best for you. Okay, so let's dive into the big question and the one that I get a lot, because I've actually had people come to me and say they feel hungrier on retatrutide. So let's talk about why that is and what you can do to alleviate that reaction, because retatrutide is really, with its mechanism of actions, is superior to the other two. But let's go into why you might be one of these people that this happens to. So we talked about how retatrutide is unique because it has this glucagon activation. And this actually increases energy expenditure. And in some people, this may trigger a mild hunger response, especially if their diet is low in protein or overall calories. So here's what might be happening. Your metabolism speeds up. Your body starts oxidizing fat more efficiently, which we all want. You burn more, so you feel like you need more. It's just a natural biological response. This is not a bad thing. With a clean, high-protein nutrition plan, you can channel that into lean muscle preservation, which is one of the things that you have to be concerned about when you're on these. But you're also going to get faster fat loss, so that's a good thing. So if you're under-eating or skipping meals, that hunger may feel disruptive. So I'm always going to go back to the foundations of nutrition, because that's how I'm trained and that's where my brain always goes. Track your macros and aim for 30 to 40 grams of protein per meal if you can, and stabilize hunger and support muscle retention during fat loss. We can't just rely on not eating, y'all. That is the downfall of these GLPs, is that people get on them and then they just literally quit eating. That's when you lose your lean muscle mass, and that's when you wreck your metabolism. So if you are on one of these, eat right, make the right decision to eat high, clean, quality whole food protein, because you might feel a little bit hungrier. Ultimately, I found when this has happened to people, if I can switch their mindset, because our neuropathways are so wired to think, I eat less, I lose weight. I'm telling you right now, it can often be the opposite, especially if you're under eating. So add that layer of high protein back in, add more food into your diet, and the results will start hitting you. I have found that I've done retatrutide that I do sometimes feel a little hungrier, but it's also a reminder that I need to be eating more and be eating cleaner. And it actually helps me shed the couple extra vanity pounds that I might want to shed in the long run, because my metabolism is sped up. It also helps you lean out. So it helps preserve that muscle mass. Like I said, I know I sound like a broken record, but hang in there with me. Helps preserve that lean muscle mass and really focus on just getting rid of the fat. Okay. So know that might be the cause if you are feeling hungry. I've also found that when I've taken this, that the underlying nausea is not there. That also can be a culprit of eating more or being hungrier, because you're not getting the nausea like you do with some of the other ones. So anyway, so that is the update on retatrutide. We do have it in stock at the Peptique this week with the code RETA15. That's RETA15. You can get 15% off your retatrutide. And yes, so go check out all of our products. All of our products have third-party testing. They have certificate of analysis proving purity and amounts, so you can feel safe that you're getting the highest quality on the market. And go follow me on Instagram. You have @WestWellnessATX. You can follow The Peptique at The Peptique on Instagram or TikTok. And I think that's it for today, y'all. So until next time, have a blessed day, everyone.